You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class. It is a Friday here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, getting your local programming block underway right here in Eastern Iowa. Yes, Scott Udash with you today. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Our producer, Mark Dukes, will join me coming up in just a mere matter of moments from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And yeah, you're wondering why this voice is on today. No racing tonight at Hawkeye Downs. Too wet earlier today, and more rain is imminent, Buttons tells me. So no races tonight, and hopefully we'll try it again coming up next week. But that means I get to be with you through the 3 o'clock hour today, along with Mark and Buttons as well, as we will have a good show. Topic for this Friday, with Father's Day weekend fast approaching, we will talk about the top father-son combinations, father-daughter combinations. We'll give extra credit if you come up with father-daughter combinations out there. How's that? And so we will talk about that coming up as Father's Day approaches on Sunday. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Glad you're with us, Scott. Not happy about the races being called off. And it's not the only thing being called off is rain. Goes through Eastern Iowa. Some high school baseball and softball events already called off, and probably most of them, right?
Yeah, unless you're like in the far southeast, maybe. But even that looks to be a little bit ominous coming up this evening. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But yeah, it's one of those things. You can't beat Mother Nature. She's always going to win. That's the first thing you learn in sports, especially outside sports, right?
Well, absolutely. And looking forward to a decent weekend, though, I think. Maybe not so much tomorrow, probably so, but a decent weekend for Father's Day. And I'm looking forward to getting into the topic. I've got a couple father-daughter ones. Maybe
okay.
One obvious, maybe one not so obvious, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we will get to that a little bit later on. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You can reach us here at KGYM, and you can reach us via the phone lines at very same number. Once again, it is 319-366-1600. And a happy Father's Day weekend to all of the dads out there, and enjoy yourself. Sunday looks pretty good. Tomorrow, maybe not so much. We will see as far as the rain is concerned. We will have our topic coming up in just a little bit. Let's get you updated on what's happening. First of all, let's go down to Hilton Head Island. We would love to go to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll do it virtually, if you will, through the magic of radio. And Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson on the course right now in the back nine. We felt pretty good, Mark, yesterday about the rounds. I think Zach felt pretty good about the round. And with the birdie barrage going on down at Harbortown Golf Links, Zach's going to need a couple.
Yes, he's kind of getting run over right now. Zach Johnson even par through his first 14 holes in the second round of the RBC Heritage. He just suffered a bogey on the par 3 14th hole. He faces a relatively easy par 5 15th coming up, but right now 200 par for the tournament. He is outside the cut line. Last four holes, he's going to have to make a couple birdies to get a weekend tee time. Zach's hit it pretty well today, but hasn't made many putts. Following along on PGAtour.com, he's hit multiple birdie shots within 12, 15 feet, but has only made a couple, including a couple misses within 6 feet, according to the information I've been following along. But Zach needs to do some work the last four. We'll give you updates before we set sail at 4 o'clock. Webb Simpson, second straight, 600 par 65. He leads at 12 under par, one up on Bryson DeChambeau and Corey Connors. A bit of news out of the Heritage, the first COVID-19 positive tests on the PGA Tour among some 350 tests that have been administered. Nick Watney, it was announced earlier today that a player had tested positive. It wasn't difficult to figure out because
no.
Watney was the only player that withdrew, but he felt symptoms last night, consulted a physician. I got a test, and he did test positive. So that is the first on the PGA Tour, again, among some 350 tests that have been administered. So, and then we have news on the Korn Ferry Tour, Scott. Iowa graduate Vince India.
Yes.
Continues to tear it up. He shot a 10 under par 62 today.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen.
He shot 29 on his first nine, 7 under par, and then coasted to the finish, 10 under par 62 at the World Golf Village in Florida. He is up by 4 in quest of his first win.
That would be cool. And I guarantee you, if Vince holds on, we will have Vince next week. Mm. I guarantee you we will we'll clear our schedules, make room. We've had Vince on before. He's friend of the show, of course, on Caddy Smack and the Gym Class, which, by the way, if you missed on Wednesday, you can go back and listen to that particular podcast. It is available on our website at kgymradio.com. All of our podcasts available on Spotify as well as as Apple as well. Thanks to Zach for helping us out. Buttons with that. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600. Yes, Vince India could have a life-changing weekend, really, Mark, on the Korn Ferry Tour. Wish nothing but the best for Vince. Really good guy, and hopefully he's going to pull through coming up.
Yeah, it's very difficult to win on any tour, but India has led from start to finish here, and Chris Kirk, a PGA Tour veteran, actually, is the one that's 4 strokes behind. Third place is 6 strokes back. So India has a very real shot tomorrow to get that first victory.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. That is a text line. If you would like to weigh in, we already have father-daughter combinations coming in on the text line. Mm. Do appreciate that. And that was the one of the ones I had for father-daughter. I'll just let you know that. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening as far as Zach is concerned, as he is playing the par 5 15th right now. He's going to play it as a 3-shot hole, it looks like, as he's got 339 in. So we'll let you know how that plays out here. Mentioned the first positive reading for COVID-19 on the PGA Tour. Major League Baseball, specifically the Toronto Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies, announcing today they have shut down their Florida facility amid 8 positive tests among players and personnel, as negotiations somewhat continue to try to get Major League Baseball up and running as far as 2020 is concerned. 5 Philly players have tested positive for COVID-19 in recent days. That according to NBC Sports Philadelphia. And as a result, Toronto has closed the Dunedin, Florida spring training facility after a pitcher on their 40-man roster began experiencing symptoms as well. The Phillies are in Clearwater, Toronto in Dunedin. So you've got that. You've got Nick Watney on the PGA Tour. Dr. Fauci coming out again today saying that, you know, it was the NFL we were talking about a little bit, and even has expanded that. So, yeah, COVID-19 has not gone away, and the coronavirus fight has not gone away, even though it's kind of, I don't want to say has taken a somewhat of a back burner over the last 3 weeks or so. It is still front and center, no doubt, and people should keep that in mind.
Well, each piece of news, Scott, is sobering to me. Even though it's a small percentage, it continues to grow in every sport. We've talked about college football, what's going on at Texas, among other campuses. Now we've got professional golf, Major League Baseball, among others. And I know I'm missing some, but it's sobering to me and discouraging as we look forward to the fall. And Fauci is going to do what Fauci does. I understand that, and I accept that, and he might be the leading expert out there, and we should probably pay quite a bit of attention to him. But I think everything is going to be different in every state, and as we hit Juneteenth here, it you know, again, it's each piece of news is fairly sobering.
I don't get the whole Juneteenth thing.
Well, it's a date in history when slavery pretty much ended. Yeah.
Juneteenth. Okay, very good. Very good. Well, I'm for that. That's fantastic out there. I just didn't know the backdrop to it. So, all right. 319-366-1600. Big Ten news today, Mark. This came out. The Big Ten, specifically the Big Ten Network. And this is basically going under the banner of we need filler. And they have found filler. Whoops. You there, Mark?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Your Skype made a little bit of a noise there, so I was hoping that you were still with us. BTN is going to announce its all-decade teams for Big Ten men's basketball and football, and that is going to start off next Monday, June the 22nd. Basketball announcements begin rolling out on the different platforms. That is going to be starting with the third team. The second team will debut on the 23rd. The third team will come out next Monday. Second team on the 23rd. First team will be next Wednesday. Coach of the Decade will be on Thursday. And the Player of the Decade will be a week from today. That will be next Friday. So that is how that plays out. Football announcements will start the following week, beginning with the running backs and linebackers of the All-Decade team. The offensive linemen of the decade selections will debut on June the 30th. Tight ends and defensive backs will be on July the 1st. Wide receivers, defensive linemen, July 2nd. Quarterback, kicker, punter, all-purpose player, and coach of the decade on July the 3rd. And those will be all on the Big Ten Network. Dave Revson, Mike Hall, Rick Pizzo will announce those selections. And so, like we mentioned, that will be coming up starting on Monday. And you know, a nice little thing to throw together with the end of the decade, plus the fact, as we mentioned, that the BTN is facing the same dilemma that we're kind of all facing at this point as we go through the fight against COVID-19 and the coronavirus.
Well, this very much fits into the compartment of summer filler, but I think it's going to be fairly interesting to follow. By the way, the basketball and football voting panels include a couple dozen members each, many from the Big Ten Network on the football panel. Chuck Long is serving on that. But, you know, it's going to raise some debate. There's no question. Will Luka Garza make one of the teams? Will any Iowa players make any of the teams in either sport? Probably should.
Oh, I got to think so.
I haven't sat down and thought about it a great deal, but it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with.
Yeah, it will be. It will be interesting to see. And I got to think so, especially as far as the offensive linemen are concerned. Tight ends. Now, this is, I assume, is going to be based on what you do as far as your college career,
mm-hmm.
not your pro career. So I would imagine that you're going to see people now. Okay, the biggest question would be George Kittle. Of course, one of the best tight ends as far as the National Football League is concerned. But yeah, good college player, probably wasn't the best college tight end out there. I mean, debate could start on whether he was utilized enough, whatever the case may be, what have you. But just because he's got a terrific pro career going, do you include him as far as a college tight end is concerned? Those are going to be the debates that people are going to have.
Well, statistically, in college, he wasn't the top tight end of the decade for Iowa. I mean, you have to go Noah Fant, Hockenson, don't you?
Yeah, Noah Fant.
So, you know, maybe some of that pro, pedigree will creep in. I don't know, but I think you really have to base it on what you do in your college career.
I would agree. You mentioned the voting panels. Go through those real quick. Nicole Auerbach, John Bacon, Stephen Bardo, John Beilein from the Big Ten Network will be on there. Ben Brust, Brian Butch, Lisa Byington, Mike DeCourcy, friend of the show, Len Elmore, Pat Forey, Teddy Greenstein, Mike Hall, Robbie Hummel, Andy Katz, Steve Lavin, Tim Miles, former Nebraska coach, Sean Morris, Rick Pizzo, Dave Revson, Andy Rauch, Jess Settles is on that particular group. Harold Shelton, Bob Wenzel, and Brent Urena are all on there. Football voting, Auerbach, Bake, just some different guys. Charles Davis, Jerry DiNardo is on there. Bruce Feldman is on there. Howard Griffith from the Big Ten Network. Stanley Jackson, Joel Klatt from Fox Sports. James Laurinaitis, Jay Lehman, Chuck Long, as you mentioned. Glenn Mason, the former Minnesota coach. Urban Meyer is on there as well, Mark. That should be interesting. Matt Millen is also on the football voting panel. So 24 football panelists, 24 basketball panelists on there. And they will come up, and they have already come up with the all Big Ten media team. So that'll be fun to go through and take a look at next week, starting next week with the basketball.
Yeah, and into July, yeah.
319-366-1600, text line available to you. Again, that's 319-366-1600, as we're going to get into our topic coming up here in just a little bit. And I will say that's not good news for Zach right now on the par 515.
He's kind of chopping it around out there, isn't he?
Yeah, made it into the water, and probably, if that's the case, and ShotLink doesn't usually lie, that Zach is in a little bit of trouble as far as making the cut is concerned this weekend at Harbortown, which would be too bad.
Yeah, it's kind of a home game for him, but again, he hasn't made a great deal of putts, and now he's kind of slopping it around on the 15th hole and in a bit of trouble.
In a bit of trouble, as they say out there. Japanese baseball is beginning, even though we are still miles apart, I think, as far as Major League Baseball, the owners and the Players Association is concerned. They're taking a day off today from the negotiations, Mark, because they've just been so exhaustive and whatnot this past week. So, you know, happy Friday vacation day to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm just at wit's end on what's going on here. I mean, we've had two proposals this week and no movement despite Manfred and the players' union sitting down in Arizona apparently and looked to have a deal earlier in the week. And MLB submitted the proposal, then the players decided to submit a counter proposal, and here we sit. Everybody's idle as the clock keeps ticking.
Yeah, and when is it going to get better? I don't know. We'll have to keep our fingers crossed, but the more and more the days go on by without any resolution as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, I become less and less convinced that we're going to have Major League Baseball. I went from in 48 hours from thinking, you know, agreeing to give you and I giving our hard-earned cash to other people head-to-head because of, you know, the White Sox, the Twins, the Cubs, the Brewers, and everybody in the division in the Midwest to thinking that we're going to be keeping our money.
Well, I plan on keeping my money anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays. I don't know. If they do play, and I think it's a very big if, I have no idea what to expect as far as Major League Baseball is concerned this year. I cannot even begin to fathom what it's going to be like.
Well, it's become a tired discussion, Scott. It really has. I mean, as these two sides go back and forth, you know, we all debate on what it's going to look like, and I really don't think there's going to be a season.
Well, and I think that
at this point, I'm very skeptical there will be.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that, and it's a shame. It's a shame, and it may be. Baseball is going to be here. I'm not going to say baseball is going to go away or anything like that, but it's not going to do any good for Major League Baseball. Let's just be honest.
Now, let's bring you a traffic update from 0558 reporting in on the text line. Apparently, there's a crane accident on I-80 east of the interchange, and traffic backed up westbound 80 from the interchange to First Avenue in Coralville. Thank you, 0558, for that. If we have any updates, we'll bring them to you.
Wow, crane accident on I-80 east of the of interchange, it says. So if you're westbound in the Coralville, Iowa City area right now, you're going to have a big backup. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because cranes are not easy to move, and especially when they're not in the right position. So find an alternate route if you're on your way back to start off your Father's Day weekend on this Friday, June the 19th. All right.
Yeah, the Iowa DOT actually is saying that the left lane of westbound I-80 is blocked near the Coral Ridge Avenue exit. And, that crane can be seen in the construction zone tipped over.
Not a good situation there. All right, 3:26. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and dive into our Friday topic. And we're going to talk about with the celebration of Father's Day coming up this weekend, as we are going to talk about the top father-son and father-daughter duos out there as far as sports are concerned. And if you have one nationally, internationally, state of Iowa, whatever the case may be, and, we'll talk about that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
This summer, check out the store where students shop and Hawkeye fans find what they're looking for. Iowa Book and Supply features the world's largest selection of Hawkeye gifts and apparel. You can even have a t-shirt custom made in Iowa Book's lower level. Support the Hawks or make your own statement with a shirt from Iowa Book and Supply. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Linn County Public Health wants you to be a bad host. COVID-19 is constantly looking for a good host, a person to settle in and get comfy. That can make you feel worried, and that's reasonable. If things are opening up but you feel safer at home, that's fine. Just do what you're comfortable with and don't feel pressured. Everyone should transition at their own pace. If you feel particularly anxious or sad, talk with someone. Continue to practice the 3 C's too. Cover your cough, clean your hands, contain germs. Good job, bad host. Get more info at linncounty.org/health.
Save big money on garage essentials with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Keep your home, car, or truck clean with a 1.5-gallon shop vac. It features a 2-peak horsepower motor that tackles tough messes, wet or dry. Just $26.69 after 11% off. Prices are good through Saturday, June 20th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Start saving with 11% off everything. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
3:29, we are back with you on the Gym Class at KGYN. In case you missed it, the traffic update that Mark gave us here a moment ago, down westbound I-80 in the Iowa City Coralville area, there is one lane that is closed due to a crane accident. Traffic is backed up westbound 80 from the interchange to the First Avenue exit in Coralville. So I would imagine that would be over toward either in the construction zone, 380-80, and the Coral Ridge area there, backed up one lane is. So it is a mess over there. If you can find an alternate route, please do so. And then to just make things a little bit even worse, could see some rain that is starting to going to be moving into the Coralville, Iowa City area, as well as the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area over the next several minutes or so. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, let's hope there's no injuries in that mishap down there. Of course, that's where the whole interchange is being redone. And I hesitate to say when there's a crane that topples over, that's just not good.
No, that is not. That is not a good situation out there. We're going to get into our topic for this Friday. We're going to talk about top father-son duos or father-daughter duos. We are going to do that as far as the Father's Day weekend is concerned. So if you have one, let us know. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. You can reach us on the phone lines as well at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And thank you to 2752. And we can just get this out of the way. Thanks to 2752. We already have our Todd and John Licklider mentioned. So that has been taken care of. That has been taken care of indeed. And you want to just give that? Can we have a weather? Staff meteorologist Buttons is here because he is staff meteorologist. Do we have a weather situation here?
Yeah, it looks like a strong thunderstorm will affect northwestern Johnson County and southwestern Linn County until 4 o'clock.
Okay. So it's imminent.
It is imminent. It is coming in pretty quick.
All right. If we do have a warning, can you let us know?
I will let you know right away.
All right. Appreciate that. Staff meteorologist Buttons doing yeoman's duty here today. 319-366-1600.
You're going to have to clue me in, Scott, on 2401. I'm fairly familiar with racing, but not with John Force and his daughter.
Daughters, actually.
Daughters.
Yes. Yes, John Force from Funny Cars and his daughters, Courtney and Ashley, have been in drag racing as well. And of course, I gotta remember which one it is, because if I say one, I'm gonna be wrong. The first family of racing, if you will, is the Ray Halls and the Forces. They have come together. Courtney Force is married to Graham Ray Hall, IndyCar driver, and they are expecting their first child coming up. So Courtney, no longer racing, but Ashley, I believe, still very much involved in racing.
0151 on the text line. Nationally, Bill Walton and his four boys. Luke, of course, has been very successful in the playing and coaching ranks. 1345, Jerry and Stephen Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
Huh, a Cowboys fan, perhaps, out there. I thought he was going to go with the Currys, but we'll see. Maybe one of the top 10 of all time for father-son duos. 6429 hits upon this. That would be, of course, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. And still remember when that all popped up. Do we have weather? No, not weather. Buttons came in here. Oh, my gosh, it's weather. Very good. One on the phone line that Buttons took that they wanted to pass along, a local one, if you will. How about this? Greg Stokes and Kia Stokes.
Ah.
That's a good one. Gold star to that caller. Gold star to that
Darius
caller.
Darius Stokes as well, right?
Yes, and Darius also.
Yeah.
Who was a walk-on with the Iowa basketball team for 3 years and went on to play his senior season elsewhere. But very good. Very good right there.
I love Cyclone Tim's local offering, Scott. Do you see that?
I do. I do see that one. It's very good. Much like Kia and Greg and Darius Stokes.
Bob Hilmer, Mike Hilmer, Jake Hilmer, and Austin Hilmer.
There's a daughter.
How about that?
There's a very young daughter coming, too. We're going to have to wait a little bit for the next Hilmer, but they are on the way. They are on the way. To help out them. But, yes, thank you very much, Cyclone Tim. Appreciate that at 335. 319-366-1600 as we dive into our Friday topic here, top father-son combinations. I'm not going to say duos because as the situation with the Waltons, you have many of the sons there. Or father-daughter combinations. Love to hear those out there. Another local one from 6429.
Jerry, go ahead. I'm refreshing.
Sorry. From Waterloo, Jerry Moses and J.J. Moses.
Mm-hmm.
That's another very good one. Very good one. 50-55.
There's a lot of examples of multiple sons with fathers. 50-55 mentions the Mannings. Of course, there's the Rick Barry and his sons, many of whom played in the NBA. The Boones in baseball, Howie Long and his boys. So it's just not one father and one son. Sometimes it's multiples.
It is. And some good ones coming in here. All the Mannings. Are the Mannings maybe the most known, like, first family of sports right now, even though Eli and Peyton are not playing football anymore?
Well, there's a good argument for that. That's for sure. I think quite possibly you may be correct on that.
Yeah. I think they may be. It's a point worth arguing, but the Mannings have to be right up there. Local angle, 1960, Kenyon Murray and his twin sons. Yes, that are both now Iowa Hawkeyes. Looking forward to seeing those young men play for the Hawkeyes next year. I think they're going to help. I think they're going to help down the line. In fact, I know they're going to help down the line. More about Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. 4702, Mark. Did you see that one? That's a good one.
4702. Let's see here. The Hilgenbergs.
A lot of Hilgenbergs.
Jerry, Wally, which of their sons?
Jim,
and yeah.
All of those.
Yeah, that's
folks.
One of the great families in Iowa football history.
71-48, another local angle. Marv Cook, Drew Cook, Logan Cook. Don't forget about Ashton as well, who's the quarterback down at Regina right now. By the way, Regina basketball making news with Gary Bulger getting the boys basketball job down there. Last we saw him, he was the head coach for Joe Wieskamp and Muscatine. So good to see him back in the coaching ranks out there after a year off. Cyclone Tim.
94. Go ahead.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. and the brand new Hall of Famer, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Let me ask you this, Scott. You talked about the Force family and the Ray Halls. What would you consider the first family of racing? I got to put the Petties up there.
I think the Petties are there. Obviously, the Petties with Adams passing several years ago, that I really hurt that family, no doubt. But, boy, it's hard to come up with one because I think racing is probably the biggest sport for father-son, father-daughters because it's just if your dad's a racer, you're around it so much, chances are you become a racer.
Mm-hmm.
You see that so much. But you got the Ray Halls, you got the Earnhardts, you got the Elliotts, you got the Unsers, you got the Andrettis, you got the Jarretts, you got the Petties. You've got the Vukoviches just up and down the line, and you see so many of them in the racing ranks.
So many more texts coming in on favorite father, son, or father, daughter duos or families that we've come to find out. 9433, the Colquitt family, who never had a bad punter in the family, I guess.
Last one might be done. The Chiefs might be have let the youngest, well, not the youngest, but he's been in the league for over 10 years, but it sounds like he will not be punting for the Super Bowl world champion Kansas City Chiefs next year.
1307 with another local offering. Dwayne Schulte, Xavier football coach, and his sons, Reggie, Quinn, and Bryce.
Very much so. Kyle weighing in with Michael Morgan. His daughter and son both had good UNI basketball careers, and now the youngest Morgan is a three-sport star at Iowa City West. And it'll be interesting to see what direction he goes as far as what sport he's going to be playing. He loves them all, baseball, football, and basketball.
Cyclone Tim on fire today. Secretariat and Seattle SLU. How about that?
Well, wasn't there a War Admiral and Man of War, or Man of War and War Admiral? I'm not sure which one came first, but I don't know my horse. We should call Barry Abrams back and ask, but they are related.
Jeff on the text line, Stephen Bryce Alford.
Oh, you were wondering. We got the Licklighters and we got the Alfords. Check your boxes at home if you're playing the home game.
1960 on the text line, loves the Epinesa senior and junior.
So does Iowa.
4702 with a great one, the Bohannons.
Very much so. Very much so. Yes, 6712. Thank you very much. Bob Pierce and Bobby Pierce from Dirt Late Model fame. The tall, cool one and the smooth operator.
3790 likes the Alou brothers and son and Bobby and Barry Bonds.
Are the Bonds kind of, I don't want to say they're forgotten, and they aren't forgotten. Maybe that is a bad word. Overlooked perhaps because of what Barry may have done or rumored to have done.
Bobby was a really good player in his own right.
Oh, terrific.
If you're old enough to remember him. But, you know, I don't know if they're up there with the Griffies, but that, I mean, yeah, terrific father-son combination in baseball.
Played for everybody, too.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonds did. Played for everybody out there. 319-366-1600. That's a phone line. That is also the text line as well. Good one for 4267, Larry and Candace Parker. Larry played basketball at Iowa in the 70s. Candace, of course, for Tennessee and in the WNBA.
Really good one.
Very good one right there. 319-366-1600. I mentioned a lot of the racing ones and wanted to get into how can you and I forget this one, Mark? The Webbers. In bowling.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about two diverse personalities between father and son, but still, both terrific, terrific bowlers out there.
Dick and Pete. Yep.
Dick and Pete Weber. And Pete Weber a little bit more showy than Dick Weber was.
3790 mentioning Brad Lohaus and Wyatt.
Yes.
Well, it's now at, or was it UNI, correct?
Yes. Yes. That is true.
7854 from Maquoketa. Bill Fleming, the longtime coach, along with his son Jeff, terrific player. Jim and Jenny.
All the Flemings.
Thank you. Thanks for weighing in. And from Maquoketa, 0209, couple Iowa angles, the Marbles and the Brands.
Very much so. Very much so. 5823 mentions Ned and Dale Jarrett. And, yeah, we went over them real quick as far as racing is concerned. And both very, very much a part of the history of NASCAR. Getting into wrestling, 1527, the American Dream Dusty Rhodes and his son Dustin Rhodes. Should we bring in Todd to talk about Dusty Rhodes a little bit? The American Dream.
Time is short. Time is short.
So, another one for the Alfords and another one, 1234 for the Marbles. Appreciate that. 7148, Jack and Joe Buck from broadcasting. A lot of father and son broadcasting duos out there, even more than duos, obviously, when you talk about the Carey family with mm-hmm. Harry and Skip and Chip and the whole group right there.
Indeed. How about some father-daughter combinations? One of the most obvious I haven't heard yet, Scott.
I haven't either.
I'm going to hold out, see if somebody mentions it, father-daughter. And then I have another one, father-daughter, that might not be so obvious. But I'm going to offer up 1986, one of our favorite years in golf, Scott. Jack and Jackie Nicklaus embracing on the 18th green after Jack Nicklaus won his last Masters. One of the great father-son moments, I think. Certainly in golf history, if not sports history. And I'll go a step further on that. I think the Masters Par 3 contest,
yes,
every year on that Wednesday is just a testimony to fathers and sons and fathers and daughters, players having their kids caddy in that kind of a trumped-up tournament. But nevertheless, it's quite a sight at Wednesday at the Masters.
And a lot of fun out there. Let's go to the phones and bring in Scott from Cedar Rapids on this Friday afternoon. Scott, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is going to be one of Mr. Unat's going to appreciate the Golden Brett and the Golden Jet, Bobby and Brett Hull.
Absolutely. I have them written down. You can't – yes, thank you very much. They were both terrific as far as their hockey careers are concerned. Brett, of course, a little bit near and dear to my heart, but
absolutely. Go Blues.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. I know who that is out there, by the way.
Congratulations to 5823 and Cyclone Tim offering up Muhammad and Layla Ali.
Very good. Was that yours that you had, Mark? Was that
That was my top father-daughter.
Yes.
If not the top ever, I don't know.
It's got to be up there. It's got to be on the Mount Rushmore. No doubt about that. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back. More father-daughter, father-son combinations, duos, as we celebrate Father's Day coming up. Gym class coming your way at 3:47 for this Friday. More after this on KGYM.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
Got him open at the center guideline. Touchdown.
For the left, he lays it in.
To the wall.
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, to really amp this up, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
And we are back, 3:50 here on the Gym Class. About 7 more minutes to talk about father-son, father-daughter combinations. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you here, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there, all the dads out there. And more rolling in on the text line during the break there, Mark.
Yes, indeed. And before I get to that, I want to give credit to my buddy Steve, also weighing in about the same time on Muhammad and Leila Ali, 2060. With the submission near and dear to our hearts, Scott.
Yeah.
The Wessels. Jeff, Dad, along with Jake and Justin, sons, all three Metro scoring champions. Justin, of course, Mr. Basketball in Iowa, went on to Arizona. And actually, I know the family very well. Mom Marla is probably the best athlete in the family.
Swimmer.
She was great. Her and her twin sister.
Yeah, very much so.
I kid, of course, but Jeff will appreciate that.
More racing, 0978, Dave and Ryan Blaney. In fact, you can throw all the Blaneys in there. From the World of Broadcasting, 2270, Dick Schaap and Jeremy Schaap, 9416. More racing. The Kinzers, one of maybe the biggest family name as far as wing sprint car racing is concerned. Steve and Craig Kinzer, Carl and Mark Kinzer. Just some terrific wheelmen there. Let's see. More on wrestling. Yes, Ric Flair and Charlotte Flair. Charlotte, of course, active right now. I don't think Rick is, but I don't know my wrestling enough to know that. By the way, thanks to Todd for tweeting out a picture of the American Dream Dusty Rhodes to you and I. good stuff right there. 52-32 with an interesting one, Mark.
Yeah, I was sifting through another submission of the Bohannons. 52-32, Tony and Riley Hawk.
From X Games.
Okay, Riley is the son. I'm not familiar with Riley.
I believe that is correct.
Okay. All right.
I'm not up on my X Games either. Another one for the Elliott, 0209. Thank you very much. Chase and Bill Elliott, or Bill and Chase Elliott. $1 million Bill, of course, from Dawsonville, Georgia. And Chase Elliott doing very well. Maybe the hottest driver on the Cup circuit right now.
I'm going to get one last one off my list, and it's a father-daughter combination that did not reach its full potential. Tragically, Kobe and Gianna.
Mm.
Gianna.
Yeah. Yeah, what could
have
been?
Who knows how good a player she would have become, but we all know about Kobe.
37-90, Carl and Michael Yastrzemski. Of course, Carl, one of the greats as far as Boston baseball is concerned. Vern and Greg Gagne, 61-82. We're going back to old-time wrestling up in Minnesota with that. I do know enough about wrestling to know that name. John from Tiffin. Manute Bol and Bol Bol. Bol Bol, of course, trying to get into the NBA, and Manute was the dinker dunker back in the day. There you go.
Do you have any more on your list, Scott? You want to cross off before we set sail here?
Yeah, I have. Let's see. That not only the holes, but the hows, as far mm-hmm. as the world of professional hockey is concerned. How about the Love family as far as golf is concerned? You mentioned Jack and Jackie, but Davis Love, the junior, Davis Love, the third, and Davis's son trying to make it on the PGA Tour right now. So that's a good one. 81-86, the lights, the Happles, and the Morning Stars from Lisbon. I like that.
Yeah. Couple others on Vlad and Vlad Jr. in baseball. And 31-53, how about the Stoops?
Stoops family from Youngstown, Ohio, have done pretty well for themselves and did very well, all of them going through the University of Iowa. So, yeah, thank you very much for all the submissions. We do appreciate it. And a few more here as we got a couple minutes remaining. Bobby Allison and Davey Allison. Yes, and unfortunately, Davey passed away way too soon. Like I said earlier, racing is just chock full of all this, of all the combinations as far as families are concerned.
Love 1307, Ray and John Kinsella. Field of Dreams fame. How about that?
I think we've hit it all. We've hit movies. We've hit broadcasting. We've hit professional wrestling. We've hit all the ball and stick sports. We've had bowlers. Anybody else that we missed on this list?
We probably did, but time is running short. I just want to take this opportunity to wish all the fathers out there a terrific Sunday. And every day's Father's Day, right? No, that's Mother's Day. I'm sorry.
Every day is Mother's Day. 0209, how about the Ferences? Yeah, how about the Ferences?
Yeah.
Cyclone Tim weighing in with some Cyclone love. Nate Carr Sr. and Nate Carr Jr. And happy Father's Day. Thank you, Cyclone Tim. Appreciate that. Yeah, we could probably go another hour on all of these and come up with some that we did not even think about. So, yeah. Happy, I also echo your sentiments, Mark. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And hope to get together with both of the boys this weekend and daughter-in-law and have a good time in between raindrops and maybe a little bit of golf as well.
Yep, not so good news for a father on the PGA Tour. Zach Johnson will not be around for the weekend. He has one hole remaining, but that very easy 15th hole, he suffered a snowman, Scott.
That'd be an eight
on a par five.
Zach, I'm right there with you. I did that a couple weeks ago. All right, Mark, thanks. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. Stay tuned. The Tom Hommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM, which includes Drive Time presented by Linder Tire. That will be at 5 o'clock. They'll be on the air from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We've got the Big 12 show tomorrow morning from 8 to 9 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then we also have Classic Cyclone Athletics football tomorrow at 12 noon. And that'll be on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll check in once again with you coming up Monday at 3.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.